Police sifted through a ransacked church, which was looted Thursday by militants of one of the main presidential candidates, former rebel leader and current vice president in the power-sharing, peace-brokered government, Jean-Pierre Bemba. His supporters said they had found blank ballots in the church, which they said were aimed at rigging the vote in favor of President Joseph Kabila. He has been in power since 2001 after his father, a former rebel leader who had seized the presidency, was assassinated. The head of the Electoral Commission, Apollinaire Malumalu, dismissed such allegations as completely false. He said there remain dangerous prophets of doom who are mercenaries within their own country. He says they should not try to undermine all the efforts, both national and international, put into Congo's elections. Several other offices and headquarters were burned or looted Thursday in Kinshasa during a Bemba rally by protesters who saw them as representing interests favoring Mr. Kabila. Bemba said this was the work of undisciplined youth not associated with his campaign. A more disciplined rally took place Friday in support of Mr. Kabila at a park in Kinshasa. His presidential guard provided some of the security. This woman said she was for Mr. Kabila because she said he had brought peace and elections. Kabila supporters wearing his campaign's trademark yellow have often been targeted by angry opponents during the campaign, but she said she was not afraid. She said she is sure he will win. Mr. Kabila and Bemba are among a slate of more than 30 candidates, including another former rebel leader, Azarias Ruberwa, and two strong civilian challengers, Pierre Paipai and Oscar Kashala. The candidate will need more than 50% of the vote for a first-round victory. A one-round legislative election for a new parliament will also take place. More than 70,000 newly trained police will take the lead role in enforcing security, with some anti-vote militants threatening sit-ins, and many armed groups still not reintegrated into the army. As more than 17,000 UN troops prepare to help, the deputy head of mission of the world's largest peacekeeping mission, Ross Mountain, stressed it will not be easy.
This is a huge country with a massive population and an enormous range of regional and other rivalries. It would be strange if there were no incidents. We have been frankly delighted how limited the number of incidents there have been in the course of the last month of the campaign. We're obviously making standby contingencies in relation to various areas of the country that perhaps might be more likely to be difficult than others, but we are very pleased with the way the progress is going.
Mountain also noted that just 4 years ago, many of the main contenders for the presidency were leaders of armed groups killing each other's followers by the hundreds. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Kinshasa.